Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Mark Alley, who is Senior Director of Risk Management and Public Affairs at Emergent BioSolutions here in Lansing. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Cheryl, I'm doing just fine. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing great. I know you've had a very busy day. There was an article in the Lansing State Journal mentioning your company. And for those who don't know, first of all, if you don't mind, we'll take a moment and tell exactly what Emergent BioSolutions, what the company does.
Well, certainly, Cheryl, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on today. Emergent BioSolutions, we are a biopharmaceutical company, and we make the anthrax vaccine. It's known as BioThrax, and it's used to protect our military personnel as well as some first responders, and also goes into the strategic national stockpile to potentially protect citizens, and hopefully that day never comes against anthrax attacks. So we are the only company that is FDA licensed to produce this vaccine, and have been for a number of years. Our headquarters is actually in Rockville, Maryland, and we have holdings and businesses in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, Seattle, Washington, the UK, Germany, Singapore, and Malaysia. But about half of our employees actually reside right here in Lansing, Michigan. So we have about 400 people that work right here in Lansing. And obviously our main focus is producing BioThrax.
Very good. I appreciate the explanation, just so everybody's on the same page with us here. Now, the report that came out in the Lansing State Journal and is reported on the website of an organization called Stop Animal Exploitation Now, or SAEN, said that Emergent BioSolutions Lab in Lansing is subjecting test animals to painful experiments. What's your reaction to the story, sir?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that in order to ensure our vaccine is safe for humans, it is required to undergo some rigorous testing. And under the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, otherwise known as the FDA, their guidelines, there are procedures in there where we're required to protect our patients, as I'm sure people would want us to do, by establishing product quality and safety through approved testing methods. And that includes required animal testing in some instances. So one of the things is that, and we take this very seriously, is that we are actually accredited through an association called ALAC, and it's the Association for Assessment and Accreditation of Laboratory Animal Care. And they are known in the industry as the gold standard for responsible animal care and use. And we've been recognized for our commitment to the humane treatment of animals in science, and we've been awarded the highest level of accreditation that one can receive. So we continuously look at our processes. We are evaluating and coordinating those with government agencies, and we're always looking at steps where we can improve on our best practices. Just this last year, we submitted an application to the FDA to modify our protocols to reduce the number of animals used in testing, but we're still waiting to hear back from them on that. But basically, these tests with the animals, we have to do that to make sure our vaccine is safe for human use.
Well, and the SAEN does acknowledge that what you're doing is not illegal, as you would as mm-hmm. well, I assume. Yeah,
absolutely.
There's nothing, yeah.
Yep. Not only is it not illegal, is that we, under the guidelines that we have, is that that's really the only way that we can test it. So for that method. Now, we do other tests that are required of us. But this is the test that we do use on animals.
And just to clarify as well, because I want to make sure that I'm completely accurate in the information we have, you had the plans and the works and the application to the FDA to curtail the use of animals before this report from the SAEN came out.
Oh, there's no question about that. But we will always, here in the foreseeable future, have animal use. That's just the way it is. It's just the report that we put into the FDA would limit the numbers of animals that we're using. And once again, that can be modified and debated. We have some of the best scientists that you're going to find anywhere in the world working for us here at Emergent, and we're always looking for ways to improve our processes. But we do have an application in, and we're going to have to see where that goes.
Do you understand the concern, though, sir?
Well, anytime that you have animals, and let me tell you that, you know, I've got pets myself and am a lover of animals myself, but when you have to look at making choices, and sometimes these choices are very difficult to make, but this is where science really comes in. And if you have the choice between, you know, testing a vaccine on an animal versus testing it on a human being, you know, animals are the way to go. That's the industry standard. Certainly, we're not the only company that does that. You know, pretty much every biopharmaceutical company, as well as other research institutions, universities, use very similar tests. So we're not unique in that regard.
Oh, certainly not at all. In animal testing, I mean, people need to understand, as you've said, it under best practices, this is how the industries come up with the pharmaceuticals that we all use and count on to live quality of life.
Yep, there's no doubt about that. And I'll tell you, if there was another way to do it, we would certainly do that. But it's right in our license of how we're going to make the vaccine under the regulations of the FDA. And I think the other thing that, you know, people should know is that we have at least once a year a spot inspection done by the USDA regarding our animal facilities, and we always come out fabulously on those inspections. So everything is in order. We've got a full-time veterinary professional, a doctor who's on our staff, who also oversees you know, the care of the animals, and she's got a staff that reports to her. So our ship is definitely in order here at Emergent BioSolutions.
Very good. And when do you expect the timetable on your FDA application? Is that just that it's on their time frame?
Yep, it's definitely on their time frame. And once again, they'll be evaluating that. And anytime that you're talking about looking at science and testing, certainly there's a level of scrutiny that goes into that, which we understand. But you know, we will continue to work in that regard, and whatever improvements we can make in our processes, we're certainly open and willing and anxious to do that.
And I'm looking on your website at your portfolio, your product portfolio. Anthrax is the one we may hear about, but there's a lot of other important pharmaceuticals listed as well.
Well, there's no doubt about that. It's our mission at Emergent is to protect life, and we look to produce and develop vaccines and therapeutics that help protect life of humans, and we will continue to do that.
Well, sir, I appreciate your time. I know you were awfully busy today, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes to go over this subject with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Cheryl. You have a great day.
You as well. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Mark Alley, who is Senior Director of Risk Management and Public Affairs at Emergent BioSolution. He is here in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.